This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so Paul Schwartz of the New York Post is reporting that Joe Judge is meeting with Mara this afternoon. So there were reports that he met with him this morning, so he's meeting with him this afternoon. So stay tuned. We'll have the latest.
I really believe he's going to get let go.
All right. And maybe this was to gauge the fans' reaction, which has not been good. Anyway, the Jets season ended. You get a pretty good feeling about the Jets moving forward, as Don said. Their quarterback certainly made strides after he came back from injury. And now they look forward to next year with Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson. And Zach Wilson is nice enough to join us now. Zach, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing?
Awesome. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. So overall, was this more difficult than you thought it was going to be, or as difficult as you thought it was going to be the whole year?
I mean, it's probably right where I expected it to be. I knew it was going to be a season full of ups and downs, and overall, I just had a lot of fun going through it, no matter kind of what happened. And there was a lot of good, like, learning experiences. But I would say this is kind of what I expected all along.
Do you wish there was more? Like, do you feel like if you had a little bit more season, it would get even better?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I always think the more you play, the better it's going to get. But I think to where we got and the progress that we made, that we can kind of carry this into the off season and be able to just keep getting better with what we've done so far, and I think it'll just keep getting better going into next year.
Zach, we always, as the society, look at results, and I was watching the game yesterday, and you're without pretty much any of your weapons. How difficult is it to play quarterback when the guys that you expected to be there are simply not there because of injury or COVID?
Yeah, I mean, it can be challenging, but at the same time, it gives other guys an opportunity. And I think at the same time, the hardest thing is just that connection with one another. Coach Saleh always talks about the greatest in the league comparative to the worst is very minor. And, all guys need an opportunity. So it gave guys a chance to step up and to have an opportunity to play well. And, a lot of guys did for the most part. But it gets challenging when the roster's moving around a lot just because of that. That connection we have with each other.
Of all those things you feel you can get better at, Zach, is there one thing that stands out among the others?
I don't know if there is exactly one thing. Really, I think it's looking overall, it's just putting all the pieces together. The experiences that I went through, taking those to the field, to the boardroom, and then just working on them. Whether it's things in the pocket or certain throws, or maybe just. Just extra reps at our place.
I'm imagining the obvious answer is the Tennessee game, but is there one particular moment for you that when you think back on the season, you really get excited to just kind of relive in your head?
Yeah, I mean, the Tennessee game was fun, but I still didn't feel like it was a full put-together game. I would say by far was Tampa Bay for us, and it was unfortunate we didn't get that win, but I felt like there was huge strides there as a team. Just in general, the defense did a good job holding such an explosive offense, giving us a chance to do some good things, and it's unfortunate we didn't finish there because that's, really what matters, but that we made some really good strides there as a team, just playing a full, complete game.
Jets quarterback Zach Wilson is our guest on the Michael K. Show. Zach, we have Steve Young on every Monday during the season, and we know that you have a lot of dialogue with him, and he really believes in you. But he always said, I tell Zach, just be you and believe in yourself. During the struggling time, Zach, did you ever doubt, can I do this in this league?
No, not once. I mean, I think that's what was cool. I understood the struggles were part of the process, but I always felt like if I keep working at it, I keep chipping away, I just trust in the guys around me, things will take care of themselves. And I know what I'm capable as a player, and by my experiences, I feel like I can play in this league.
Now, you said this was kind of the season you expected, but did you have any surprises during the season, anything that you didn't expect from NFL football in that transition from college to the pros?
I wouldn't say anything I didn't expect. I mean, of course, the speed of the game you try and get used to, and I think it's becoming more natural. But I think maybe the awareness on the other side of the ball, you know, in college, there's not nearly as much time to study the opposing side and be able to really kind of almost understand what's going on. And you see with these NFL teams, not only are these guys, you know, amazing athletes, but their understanding of what's going on and the concepts around them, and you know, they've seen it so much that you have to be really on top of it as an offensive player. That, you know what, these guys know what they're doing. You know, this isn't college. This guy's not going to just let you throw that every time. You're going to have to take what he gives you, and then how can you be efficient? Just go to the next play.
Was there a player this year that you played against that you had a wow moment and you go, wow, these guys are freaks how good they are?
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo, I think in general, that defense was legit. And I think, you know, we were in some tough situations, but, you know, that is a really well-coached defense. I'd say the same thing about New England. You know, they have some really good playmakers. You know, J.C. Jackson is one. You know, when I wasn't playing the second time against New England from injury, and then the first time, you know, obviously how that didn't go too well. And then just watching them on TV, you know, that defense is really well put together. And J.C. Jackson just causes a lot of issues. He does a really good job in coverage, and he's obviously a ball hawk.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And what did you think of your first year with Robert Saleh?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I really feel like what he's doing as a coach is awesome. You know, the culture he's trying to create and what he's asking from the players and the accountability. I do feel like he's definitely on the right track as far as putting this team in the right direction.
When they brought Beck aboard, did that help you, Zach?
Absolutely. I mean, it was awesome. It was really like having another quarterback in the room. You know, similar to Flacco, somebody listening, giving his insight, you know, the experiences that John had, you know, most of them negative were almost a good thing for me. You know, we were able to talk about the things that he had gone through and maybe things that he wishes he would have done better and then how he learned from them. And I think in the long run, it's going to help me out.
How positive a thing was it to have Flacco there after they acquired him, to have a veteran who was at a Super Bowl winner who's seen it and done it? How much did you guys talk, and how much did you bounce things off of Flacco?
Yeah, it was awesome. It wasn't even necessarily just asking too many questions, but almost just seeing the way he approaches things and watching his process. And I guess just the way that he goes about you know, everything about the NFL game. He's done it so well for such a long time. So it's been exciting just to just learn from him and the experiences that he's had.
I also thought, and this just from an untrained eye, I thought that LaFleur got really more creative as the season went on. He seemed more comfortable. Did you sense that as well, Zach?
Absolutely, and that's what it really comes down to is every single person involved, you know, was pretty new to this whole thing. And, you know, we were with the new team, new group of guys, new coaching staff. You know, LaFleur is calling plays for the first time, so every single person involved was just getting more comfortable as the year went on. And I thought he did an awesome job, and I think he learned a lot as well. And so it's going to be exciting to go through this whole process with him.
What about the tri-state area, Zach? Did you enjoy your time here? Do you anything that you didn't expect from living in this area of the country?
No, I really do enjoy it. I really do. I mean, I definitely think that it's a different lifestyle for sure than what I'm used to, but I'm definitely excited that I'm out here. You know, the fans, the atmosphere, it's awesome. And, you know, I think we got pretty lucky with weather up to this point of the year. It's been beautiful and, you know, warm, besides last night, you know, which was up in Buffalo. We've had some pretty awesome weather down in our area.
Might be an unfair question, Zach, but let me throw it your way. Just from your experience this year, do you believe that you could be a great quarterback in this league?
I do. And I've always thought that just because of the expectations I have for myself and the confidence I think you need to have in yourself as a quarterback. You know, but for me, I think it really comes down to just doing my job and being that 1/11th of the team. And In order for me to be a great quarterback, I need to trust in the guys around me, you know, and I know that we're going to have those pieces in place, and I know the staff is going to make sure that that happens, and, you know, I just got to rely on the guys around me because it's not a one-man job to get there.
I always wonder, somebody who's a high draft pick like you, they didn't lose much in high school, they didn't lose much in college. What was it like losing 13 games, Zach? Was it weird?
I mean, it was one thing, you know, but we really didn't think too much about the losses, I would necessarily say. You know, I felt like, I think there was 12 games we were within a touchdown going into the fourth quarter, and that's what it felt like. You know, it felt like we were right there every single week. And so no matter the opponent, we always felt like we had a shot. And when it comes down to it, yeah, four games, you know, that's not fun. But, you know, when I got to BYU, we were 4-9. And a year after that, my freshman year, we were 7-6, and then we went 11-1. So I just think it's all part of the process. It's part of every single person on that team when I was there had to go through that adversity and the experiences. We all got better because of it, and I think it's going to be the exact same thing this time.
Zach, what can you say about your relationships with Elijah Moore and Braxton Berrios?
Yeah, I have an awesome relationship with both of them. They're both ballers. They love football. They come to work every day with the right mindset, and, you know, they're going to be special players just because of that. You know, they really do love ball.
Now, Joe Douglas has said to the media today his goal is to play meaningful games in December. You believe that could happen next year, Zach?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what our team needs to work for, but really it just comes down to taking this offseason one day at a time, and then how can we come out, you know, starting OTAs and just approach every single day with the right mindset. And I don't think if we even focus on that, we focus one day at a time, one game at a time, you know, that'll take care of itself.
When does the work begin for next season for you?
Yeah, the work, I think really we're going to have, you know, a week to kind of settle in and pack up and go where everybody's going. And then, you know, for me, it's kind of just easing back into it. You know, how can I get my body back in shape and, you know, put some good weight on and eat healthy and, you know, just start working into the whole offseason program and training.
Before we let you go, do you stay most of the offseason in Jersey or do you go back home and train there?
Yeah, I'll be in Utah most of the time and then, you know, parts of California and Miami and, you know, kind of moving around to see where I want to be, you know, communicating with my our strength staff back here with the Jets and have some time away, but making sure I'm taking it seriously and getting with the guys and making sure we're staying on top of things.
Great stuff. Your first year is under your belt. We really enjoyed watching your progression, and we thank you for coming on and sharing some thoughts with us here on the show. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
You got it. So that's Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback. And, you know, he's a confident guy. I think he handles himself very well in the spotlight. And I did see progression. I thought he was played very well against Tampa Bay. Yesterday wasn't so great, but that's a pretty great Bills defense. And again, guys, he didn't have weapons. He's playing without weapons.
No, there was a Moore and Berrios were out. You're going up against a team at home trying to clinch their first divisional title since 1995. I mean, come on. That's an impossible spot to be in.
And they hung.
And I think it went the way that it should have gone, right? They're not winning that game, but they didn't embarrass themselves. Eventually, the better team came out on top, and that's why the Bills covered the number and it looked like a blowout. But for that game to be 13-10 in the second half, that's a credit to the coaching staff. It's a credit to Wilson and how much better you feel as a Jet fan today.
Let's take a brief time out. Again, we'll repeat what we told you earlier. Paul Schwartz of the New York Post reporting that Mara is going to meet with Judge this afternoon. Could be happening now. Previous reports said they had met earlier, and then he met with the team. So that looks like it's changed a little bit. Mara is meeting with Judge now. So maybe this could be the end, or maybe this is another instance where they do keep him. We'll see. We'll be following it throughout the show. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.